Hello?
Oh, hi, Danny. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Hey, Tina. Yes.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for calling back earlier. Sorry I was tied up, but I was going to call you as soon as I could. So, thanks. I appreciate that. The new payment method, is it still under the same billing address on 804 Sunset?
Yes, but I want to make a different, I want to use a, just for this month.
Just like a one-time? Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Give me a second. And then we'll go back and put this one on for the future billing, Gene?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so just let me make sure that I can store this so it doesn't erase when I type in the info.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the one, I think it's a new card that I have, and I could give you that one in the meantime. I would like to make a payment first, and then I'll just give you the new card.
Okay, so it's going to be a different card to store, but it's going to be a one-time payment first, right, on another one?
Okay, yeah.
Got it. Okay, so I'm following you now. Okay, so go ahead with the card number for the one-time payment.
Okay, then it's going to be 4700.
Okay.
2-1.
Oh, hold on. It didn't go in. 4700. Okay, it's going now. And then 2 what?
100.
Got it.
And then 0817.
0817.
0797.
0797. Okay, expiration.
10/29.
And the code?
783.
And what's the billing address for this card?
330 Forest Glen Drive.
Forest Glen Drive. 330 Forest Glen Drive. Okay, is it still Round Lake or?
Round Lake Park.
Round Lake Park, and the zip?
60073.
Okay, so that zip stayed the same. And were you asking about the amount?
Yeah, the amount.
Mm-hmm. It's for $249. And you want me to process it now on this card?
Yes.
Okay, and then once we get the green light, oh, you know what? It says AVS mismatch that the billing address doesn't match. Could it be a different address other than the 330 Forest Glen Drive?
Try 804 Sunset Drive.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I've been doing this for a long time, and sometimes computers have a mind of their own. So we'll go ahead and put the other one back in. And then hopefully that matches. It didn't. It says it still says it's not the correct billing address. Do you know where the statements go to for this card?
It should be 330 Forest Glen Drive.
Okay, hold on one second. Maybe it's got a different zip code by chance, even though it's Round Lake. Let me just Google it and see.
Oh, it should be the same, 60073.
Oh, it does. It shows the same zip code. I don't want to try to process it again using the 330 Forest Glen Drive because the first time I tried that, it said it wasn't correct. And each time I try it, it'll show, like, that there's a pending charge on your account. You haven't been charged. You know, it hasn't gone through. Those will fall off at midnight. But I don't want it to see, you know, oh, there's all these pending charges, you know, which it'll initiate another one if I try it again.
Unless,
do you want to maybe check with the bank real quick or check on your statement and see if there's another, maybe it's a P.O. box or something. Who knows?
Yeah, let me call them quick.
Okay, you got it. And want me to call you back in like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You got it. Okay, I'll call you right back. No worries.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye.